my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 28th of June 2017. Fatigue leads to nursing absence. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Fatigue and the work involved in nursing are closely related, but does fatigue lead to adverse outcomes for nurses? An article from the USA by Sagherian et al., 2017, titled Acute Fatigue Predicts Sickness Absence in the Workplace, a one-year retrospective cohort study in paediatric nurses, and published in JAN, came from a study that aimed to examine the relationship between fatigue and sickness absence in nurses from a paediatric hospital over 12 months of follow-up. A secondary aim was to identify other work and personal factors that predict sickness absence. 40 children's nurses were involved and administered a measure of fatigue. Then they were followed up to check on their work patterns. The study showed that the extent of fatigue at the start of the study could predict sickness absence from work. Nurses who were more fatigued were more likely to experience sickness absence. In conclusion, the authors say, nursing management can monitor nurse fatigue and unit workloads to decrease this unfavourable outcome and consequently maintain safe practice environments.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.